Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Buckner. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Garvey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Yeager. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Messersmith. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Andy Messersmith. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The left fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. And now, play ball. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lintz moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey strikes out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Messersmith. Carter moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Carter trying to get to home. Buckner throws the ball into Yeager, who tags Carter, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Messersmith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lentz bunts towards first. Garvey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lentz for the out. Blair moves to second. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-1 in the game. Garvey hits a fly ball into left field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Scanlon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say is hit by the pitch. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager is 0-for-1 in the game. Yeager strikes out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lintz. Say moves to second. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith is 0-for-1 in the game. Messersmith takes first base on ball 4. Say moves to third. Auerbach moves to second. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Say scores. Auerbach moves to third. Messersmith moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Auerbach scores. Messersmith moves to third. Lopez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Messersmith tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scanlon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frias takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Dennis Blair. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lintz hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garvey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-2 in the game. Garvey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Garvey moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Say strikes out. Two outs. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager is 0-for-2 in the game. Yeager is hit by the pitch. Garvey moves to third. Crawford moves to second. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Rick Auerbach. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Iván de Jesús now playing shortstop. Pepe Manjul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manjul is 0 for 2 in the game. Manjul takes first base on ball 4. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beitner is 0 for 2 in the game. Beitner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manjul moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 2 in the game. Scanlon hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Messersmith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carruthers, and towards Lintz, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frias hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Don Carruthers. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Messersmith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0 for 3 in the game. Garvey hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crawford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crawford moves to third. Steve Yeager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yeager is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yeager hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins strikes out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lentz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Messersmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messersmith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Messersmith strikes out. 2 outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 3 in the game. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote pinch hits for Pepe Frias. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Don DeMola. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 3, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.